While we are Bluetoothing the speaker, I can start by telling you a few things about Nearby Explorer. It is a GPS app, and as most of you know, when sighted people use GPS, they're basically interested in getting guidance or directions to a particular location. We typically want more orientation cues and cues about things that are available near us. And the purpose of this is to be able to give us more information than we could get from a standard GPS that a sighted person might use. It is available from American Printing House for the Blind. The price is approximately $84 for the software that runs it. That's for iPhone. We do not have an Android device, so we do not know the cost for the Android device. It is, as far as I understand, a one-time purchase. They do updates, and they do them rather frequently. You have a couple of choices. You can either use it totally on Wi-Fi, or you can download the maps. And if you have an iPhone, to download the maps, you need at least 4.2 gigabytes of space.
Battery is about...
Once the maps are downloaded, you don't need to have Wi-Fi. The advantage to having Wi-Fi or cellular data available is you can get extra information that is not available just from the maps.
Nearby Explorer.
The maps that are available are only in the United States and Canada. So if you're planning on going to some other countries, this is not the app for you. So one of the first things that I want John to demonstrate is the settings portion of this. And the reason for this is because there are things we can set up in settings.
Northbound 2:46 p.m. 100 yards southwest.
So one of the things is you can have your distances in metric units.
Music, jam, Nearby Explorer. Nearby Explorer, music, jam box by Jotto, connected, button.
Or turn it off.
Double tap to continue.
You can have distances in feet or
yards. Report distances in metric units, switch button, off. Double tap, report distances in feet instead of yards, switch button, off.
We usually do
double tap
in
to
yards.
Toggle setting, actions available. Allow GeoBeam and Compass when app is in the background. Switch button on.
You can turn the app off, but still get information, Compass information, or GeoBeam. And GeoBeam, John will demonstrate.
We'll get to the GeoBeam. The GeoBeam is probably the best part about the whole app.
It's kind of a fun thing. The next one is going to be...
Adjust speech button.
Adjust
actions available. Adjust speech nearby explorer. Back button. Choose search provider, button. Choose address provider, button. Action, adjust speech, button. Choose address provider, button. Action is available.
Choose your address provider, I'm sorry.
Choose address provider, selected, on board.
Okay.
Address provider, selected, on board.
There's on board, and then what's the other one, John?
Apple.
Apple.
Cancel, button.
Still the two.
Apple or on board? On board, I believe, is theirs. Apple is... Yeah,
on board is the maps that
is
are on
maps.
On the system, because when unlike other applications, this thing downloads the maps, so you have the maps on the iPhone itself. So there's not a lot of bringing it down over. It'd be a better option if you didn't want to use a lot of data, because the maps are already downloaded. You have the problem is that you get what you. You know, whatever the map is telling you, that's what you get. You don't have as much interaction or flexibility or accuracy maybe that some of the other things like Apple, I guess in this case Apple would have. But that is an option.
So if your maps are not completely updated, you're not going to necessarily see
the
some things that you would see if you were
Apple.
Totally by
selected on address provider
or
address provider
cellular
selected
data out
Apple.
There. You can choose your search provider.
Choose search provide selected Google Places Foursquare on board.
So on
cancel
board is
button.
Theirs. Foursquare, you all know.
Foursquare
Google
selected
places,
Google Places.
Like,
and in this case, that is the one that's selected. You know, you have your choice. You could have these other ones too.
Route settings button. Actions available.
Go into route settings.
Route settings, route settings. Nearby pedestrian mode, switch button on.
There's a pedestrian mode which you can switch on or off.
It's on right now, so these other ones won't be available.
Route optimization, fastest, dimmed, button. Use highways, dimmed, dub off. Route optimization, fastest, button. Use highways, switch button on. Use unpaved roads, switch button on. Use toll roads, switch button on.
In the help, there is the complete manual, and you can also get that online. And in fact, when we were putting this together, we looked at the online manual, and then we went and looked on the app, and a lot of what we read online was in the app. Do you want to go to the display screen?
Yep.
There
nearby
are
Explorer.
Settings you can turn on here.
GeoBeam on button.
GeoBeam.
GeoBeam, I think, is the most interesting part about this whole app. When GeoBeam is on, you actually can aim the phone at things to find out what's out in the direction of the phone, where you're aiming. The way you aim it, it's really the top of the phone. It's the part that's, you know, if you were thinking where your earpiece would be on the phone, that's the top, that's the way you would aim. So right now, I'm gonna aim it towards the back of the room. There's nothing, it's not finding anything, but as I turn it more and more towards Mass Avenue, I guess. This doesn't have to worry about, that's one thing I swear, because it has the maps inside, it's actually using its compass.
Massachusetts, MIT Group, 230 yards west. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Nuclear Reactor Laboratory, 0.3 miles northwest.
Right, as I move, it'll speak it, but it'll start vibrating when it's right on that
testing
position.
All right.
So if you basically can use this to find out what's around you, and it'll actually allow you to sort of zero in on whatever that is.
Johnson Ice Rink 300, Henry G. Steinbrenner Stadium, 0.3 miles west. MIT Recreation 330 yards west. Anna's Taqueria 200 yards west. MIT Coop 230 yards west.
Compass is nice because in that case you are holding the phone flat. Or there's two options for the GeoBeam. You can hold it flat where it'll find the one thing that's near. So usually it's just it doesn't find a lot unless it really finds something that's very close.
So John, when you say flat, you mean screen up, camera down?
That's
screen
exactly,
up,
yeah,
camera
exactly.
Down.
Like
as though
you had
a laying
on top of a table. Like really the nearest thing, and you can adjust how far it'll consider near. When I've done it here, sometimes it will get the bus stop that's outside.
GeoBeam on, compass on, but radius down, button.
Say radius, you can change the radius. There's buttons on this that'll change the radius or how far it up. But let's go back to the compass. The compass now, if you hold the phone as though
heading
you
southwest,
picture,
Massachusetts Avenue, Memorial Drive, what? Drive Paul W. White Bike Park.
You're taking a picture.
So it's vertical.
Vertical.
So
thank you, Amy.
I can aim it.
Heading southwest.
It'll give me the direction, and it'll tell me what streets are out that direction. So I'm going
to... Massachusetts Avenue, Amherst Street, Memorial Drive, Danforth Street, Drive Paul Dudley White Bike Path.
I'm going to turn it in.
Massachusetts Avenue, Amherst Street, Amherst Alley, Fowler Street, Memorial Drive. Heading west, Massachusetts Avenue, Vassar Street, Albany Street, Pacific St. Mary's St. Cobb.
All right, go to radius, John.
Radius down, button. Radius up, button. Radius down, button. Radius down.
Near Science Library, 90 yards northwest.
Radius up, radius down, button.
The more you change that, you can change it with a picker item in one of the other sections. The next one is country.
Radius up, button. Show all, dimmed. Country United States, switch button, off.
The next one is state.
State Massachusetts, switch button, off.
So if it's on, it will make the announcement as you're moving around or whatever. If it's off, you'll only see it if you actually are flicking to it or touching the screen. So in that case, if Massachusetts is off, so you would not hear Massachusetts as you were walking, which naturally you would not want to hear it all the time, so that's why it's off.
County, on or off.
County Middlesex County, switch button, off. Double tap to toggle setting, actions available.
And we had that off because we're in a different county. That would show our county if we were where we were. City, on
City
or
Cambridge,
off.
Switch button, on.
Now that would
double tap to toggle setting, actions available.
Zip code, on or off.
Zip code 02139, switch button, off.
Directional
double tap, heading
on
switch
off.
Button, on. Double tap to toggle setting, actions available.
Northeast, southwest, south.
Yeah. And heading will only work if you're actually moving, because it takes from where, you know, where from one point to another, so it'll be able to tell you where it's, you know, what direction you're going. So that's why you don't have anything when it's right now. It's not saying anything.
Does it matter how you have your phone positioned and how it does that? Or will it just do it because you're in motion, it's tracking your waypoints, and says, okay, you're going north?
It appears to just do it. It does not appear to matter. Street names and numbers on or off. It will tell you things like what you're approaching and where it is. And you can have, like, guidance on or off, confusing.
Double tap to toggle setting. Actions available.
It will recognize transit subway system stops.
Nearby northbound, 3:06 p.m., 1 Harvard. Switch button, on.
Train station, nearby Harvard. You can put in something that you want it to watch. Like, we wanted it to watch for Coffee Break Cafe the other day. And even though we were 7 miles away coming here, it was still watching for Coffee Break Cafe in case it was one in the area. Altitude and accuracy. You don't typically use those here, and they may or may not be accurate. That's going to depend on where you are. There are some buttons on this thing.
Streets, button.
Streets would be one of them. So that would be streets on and off.
Search field, nearby explorer, search 300 yards, heading, nearby explorer, back button.
You would put that in the search button and you could do it. Adverse things that will affect your accuracy include low cloud cover, unusual atmospheric conditions, such as solar flares, which we don't have here, magnetic storms, large buildings, boy do we know that one, physical landmarks. It does eat up battery. You can pause and resume your nearby explorer to reduce the use of the battery. And then when you want to start it again, you would hit the resume button. If for 15 minutes you have not moved, it will automatically pause itself. You can get it to resume if you would like to.
It said Harvard. Is Harvard real? Harvard's not really the nearest transit stop.
No, it's not.
No, the Harvard bus. It's the number one Harvard bus.
But it's the Harvard bus.
Oh, they're number one.
And that is right outside.
There is a context menu, which will allow you to activate things such as a street address, a zip code, compass directions, and what you may be approaching.
What it is a lot of these have, besides it being a switch.
Nearby northbound, 3:06 p.m., 1 Harvard. Switch button, on. Show menu.
Clicking up, I can go to its menu. See what's in the menu. Well, all these have
choose menu. Search provider. Maximum places per location.
Generally, you can do 4, but you can change that number from 1 to 8, where it would show you like 8 different places that might be nearby that you could look at.
Disable nearby places.
You can disable nearby favorites.
Disable nearby transit stops.
Or you can disable nearby transit stops. If you don't want them to be
spoken, you know, you can
spoken.
If I'm here at ViBug, can I go to nearby explorer, put in a separate address, 2 separate addresses, and look at the route to go there and explore around there?
You can put in the address so you can actually go to it virtually. And they also have a guidance thing, so you actually can put in something and then they actually have it guide you to, you know, street, you know, turn by turn directions to get there. Or you can put it as a watch and actually have it using the geo beam. You actually could have it kind of aim or use it to aim you there. So if you didn't have streets or you were in a field and you wanted to get to a particular spot, geo beam would be actually able to aim you to that spot without having to worry about streets or anything else.
So you could say, like, let's say you went to Woodstock and you wanted to get to a particular part in the field that you've been to before.
Yes.
So you go to that spot, make it by the stage, whatever.
You make it a favorite.
And you save it as a location. Yeah. Then you go back next year and say, hey, man, I want to go back there. It will.
It would find
if you
that.
Keep it in your favorites, it will.
Yeah.
When it puts in street addresses, sometimes it will give you approximate house numbers as you're walking. It may not be able to see every single one. And one of the things that they were very clear about saying is, you may see a street address that says 77 Mass Ave, but if you want the front door of the building, you can't necessarily find that from here just by knowing the street address. You're going to have to ask people for directions. Yeah.
It did make mention that the way it does some of the street addresses, which I thought was a little strange, it kind of takes like the first house, the last house, and does more of a, an average.
Like an average, yeah.
Of, you know, the proportion of how much, how far down the block you went. The street addresses are not as accurate as maybe other ones.
We've used the apps from Foursquare, we've used seeing iGPS.
Blind Square.
Blind Square. We use all of them.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference?
Largely for us, preference is, I think, where we are. Where we go in Maine, we found the Foursquare app to be app to be extremely helpful. For some routes, we find GPS, for seeing eye app better.
We're basically lost, and we were asking people where the store was, and they couldn't even tell us what street we were on. We didn't really need to know the street, because this thing was telling us the street, but we didn't know what direction to go, or to start, even just to start. And by having this thing with the geo beam, you know, we had put in the location as a watch, and I was able to just, you know, swing around to get a sense of where it was. Naturally, it wasn't necessarily going to follow the street, but it was giving me the general direction to at least start moving.
I have found seeing on GPS to be a little more straightforward. It doesn't have the same complexity as this does.
Transit button.
Transit.
Cape Cod Regional Transit, Massachusetts Avenue at Memorial Drive northbound 90 yards south. Next vehicle 3:16 p.m. 84 Massachusetts Avenue southbound 177 Massachusetts Avenue northwestbound 120 yards northwest. Next vehicle 3:17 p.m.
So if you're in the right
swipe
spot,
up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
See the route schedule for the entire day, and we were looking at a route near our house, and it told us that the next bus would be at 3, this was around 11:15 in the morning, and it told us that the next route going in the outbound direction would be at 3:15 in the afternoon.
It'll also, if you go down far enough into that, it'll actually tell you all the stops that are on that route. And again, you can make those all favorites and put them into the system, so you can use it as a watch to find out where you need to get to, or use it as a guide to guide you to that location. There's four tabs on the bottom.
Settings.
Yes, settings was the one we went to. This one we're in now is
home tab. One of four.
Home has all these switches that are right in front of you. That's basically the home screen. They're all right there. You don't have to go very deep into the menu system, but they're all there. Second one is map.
Map tab. Two of four.
I haven't really gotten into very much. It's basically, it sounds like it could be more for a person who has some vision. You can move your fingers around. I'll go into it just stuff.
Legal link. Loading. Use the rotor to access points of interest.
Yeah, they actually, even in the manual, they kind of indicate that the map is more if you have some vision.
Massachusetts 8th, north-south, Harvard Bridge, north-south, settings, tab,
settings,
3 of 4.
Which we went into.
And then help.
Help, tab, 4 of 4.
So, the last thing I think we want to say about this, to run it, you need either an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or an iPad with 9.0 iOS or later. You either need to have your iPhone, which iPad or iPod Touch, which already has a GPS receiver in it, or you need Bluetooth availability. And for the maps, you need at least 4.2 gigabytes of free space to store your maps. And if you have downloaded the maps, you will get extra information if you have either Wi-Fi available or cellular data on.
That's so, that's how you get the Google Place information to sort of augment their maps. It also runs on Android too, so there's an Android version. I didn't know what the cost was on the Android. I know on the iPhone.
Yeah, somebody looked it up. They said it was $80.
Okay. Yeah.
There's an active email list for Nearby Explorer. I noticed the developers of it are on the weekends, the wee hours of the morning. I suspect that probably won't continue forever, but certainly since it's been released on iOS, I've seen a lot of traffic.
Well, thanks very much for that presentation.